You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Joining us now to talk about the grass being damn green in Eugene is our very own Duck Insider, Duck Sideline Reporter, and brand man, Dusty Hera, the fan man himself. Dusty, good morning to you. Does it smell like football in Eugene today?
Well, I'm not quite to Eugene yet, but I'm sure it will.
Thanks,
I mean, this is the, I will tell you this, guys. I may have gotten a little bit distracted and a little bit sideways because as I was driving through Salem and I got to Albany, I was sitting there and I said, holy smokes, I got the fan in crystal clear quality.
Let's go, baby.
On FM 105.1.
Let's go, baby.
All the way down, it's been crystal clear. I can hear you guys' beautiful voices all morning long. So that has made me happy. I've been driving a little bit slower. I've been taking a little bit of time.
I love it. Well, I'm still screwing up names, so don't worry. That's still continuing on here. We're almost a week, and I'll figure it out at some point. I'll start 30,000-foot view, Dusty. What is the most interesting thing for you going into today? Any topic, storyline, position group, player? We saw, obviously, the three big names in the landing last week. What is the thing that you're most excited to hear about, talk about, listen to about today?
I'm interested to hear, obviously, a lot has been made about the quarterback battle, and there isn't a quarterback being named yet. Dante Moore is on Heisman list, right? And he's a guy that you could bet on for futures for the Heisman Trophy. And hearing from both Dante Moore and Austin Novosad are obviously going to be really important. And to kind of hear what this vibe and in the tone around the team is, right? You go year one under Dan Lanning with 3 losses. Year two, it was 2 losses. Or year three, 1 loss for Dan Lanning, right, in an undefeated regular season. And just kind of what that chip on the shoulder looks like from the rest of the team. We heard it from Lanning on in Big Ten Media Days in Vegas, where, you know, it was, they're pushing all in on this season and kind of what that message from top to bottom is going to be. And make no bones about it, man, there's a lot of change with this team. And I thought you made a decent point a couple weeks ago, Dirt, when you said the expectation when you start recruiting forward, and this started with Mario Cristobal, was building the recruiting base, and then Dan Lanning has taken it to another level of when you get to a certain point as a program, or a program, what you need to do then is you are backfilling and you are loading that thing up. And the names are going to change, but the expectations aren't. And the guys that they're looking for to kind of fill those gaps is going to be interesting to me because there's a lot of talk about wide receiver and there's a lot of talk about quarterback. But on the defensive side of the ball, the secondary is brand new. A lot of portal pieces, a lot of guys that have kind of worked their names way up, and you heard their names in the recruiting cycle. But the defensive line is the big one for me, and seeing how they replace Derek Harmon and Jamari Caldwell.
Yeah. We had Adam Rittenberg on earlier, Dusty, and he basically said Oregon is at the point, and to Dirt's credit, he kind of said this last week, so we didn't need to pat him on the back too much here, but like Rittenberg...
No, you can continue. It's great.
Rittenberg said Oregon is the kind of program now in college football that the expectation for Oregon is the playoff, and you know, not that that's shocking to hear, but it's just like, I think that kind of speaks to what you're talking about of replacing talent, even in years where you're not sure about certain guys at certain spots. It's almost a trust and a benefit of the doubt that Lanning has those guys, the right guys, I guess, plugged into the right places.
Yeah, I mean, and look, I know they're going to kind of downplay all of those expectations, but being one of the top 12 teams in college football, yeah, I think that is kind of the expectation and how that looks for Oregon moving forward and being one of the top 10 teams. This is a top 10 program, so being in the top 8, yeah, absolutely. That is something that, you know, they are striving for and they're looking for. And so last year was, I mean, I don't think anybody expected 13-0 through the Big Ten and winning a Big Ten conference championship in kind of the way that they did. But the expectation to be a playoff team means that you're one of the top two or three teams in the Big Ten this year. And when you look at the schedule this year and, you know, Ohio State is not on that schedule and that's going to be a big one. You've got a huge trip out to Penn State. But there are landmines across the Big Ten that will always happen, and games are going to be a lot tighter than you anticipate them to be throughout the course of a schedule, because you got a target on your back now. And that should be the expectation to be a playoff team, but where it goes from here, this is going to be the hard part for Lanning, is to keep it rolling, right? It's hard to climb and get to the top of the mountain, and they were the number one seed last year. But the top of the mountain is somewhere that, you know, Lanning has always said is much higher than just being the number one overall seed.
Yeah, we're talking with Dusty Hare, our own brand man, our Duck Insider and the Duck Sideline reporter, getting down to Oregon Media Day today. I'm sure we'll have all sorts of audio and stuff to react to tomorrow. You know, like on the point of replacing guys and backfilling, I think this is one of those things, like if you follow the program closely enough, you could look at the headline of certain guys leaving for the NFL and think, oh God, how could they possibly replace them? But then if you follow recruiting and roster building, you're like, all right, I know the guy behind that guy and he looks like he's going to be an absolute stud. Like on that point, I'm just curious, who are the young guys that you're most excited to get a chance to talk to today? Like, I'll never forget my first time last year, early in the year, seeing a guy like Elijah rushing on the sideline and being like, oh my God, you don't see defensive linemen like that. And you like, if that guy puts on a few pounds as a true freshman, he's going to be an absolute monster. DeCorian Moore getting his first media day today, the number one wide receiver in the country. Who are some of the young guys that you're excited to get a chance to get to know a little bit more about today?
I think Amari Washington is one. And yeah, when we talk about having to replace Jordan Birch and Jamari Caldwell, Derek Harmon, who all are in the NFL now and highly drafted, I mean, those are big shoes to fill. But what makes it easier is when you have a guy like Elijah Rushing is a great example of this. The edges are stacked in Eugene. When you have Mateo Uyunglele, you have Tatum Tuioti, who I don't think got nearly enough credit or love for just being the disruptor that he was last year, because Uyunglele was a guy leading the Big Ten in sacks last year. But then Blake Purchase is a name, yeah, on the edge that he played as a true freshman and then redshirted last year. And so you're looking at a redshirt sophomore and Blake Purchase on that edge. And when you have guys, when you're four deep on that edge like they are with rushing Tuioti, Purchase, and Uyunglele, that makes it a whole lot easier to build and kind of grow that interior defensive line. And Amari Washington is a guy I'm really excited for. I'm excited to hear from Dylan Thienemann, the transfer from Purdue. I mean, anybody that watched that Purdue game last year, you saw that guy, the only guy making plays on that entire team was Thienemann, right? And seeing guys that like him come in through the transfer portal, Darren Johnson, the corner from Northwestern as well, excited to hear from him for the first time today and kind of see what kind of person he is. And then Makai Hughes, the running back from Tulane, you know, this is the first time in the big gaggle of reporters that we're going to be able to hear from a lot of these guys. We heard from them during spring ball, but now they've kind of had a chance to settle in. It's time to get the season going. I'm excited to see what those guys can bring, whether they're portal guys or guys that have been growing through this program, in front of, like, hey, fall camp is starting and there's a lot of excitement around the program.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Last one for you, Dustin. Obviously, you know it. We're against it. The receiver you think will lead that crew in receptions. Who will be the number one receiver you think emerging for Oregon this year?
Look, I am really high on more high than other people are on this receiving core. Evan Stewart's injury is obviously a big one, but DeCorian Moore he's different, and he is twitchy. He's a big play receiver. From a yard standpoint, I could see him obviously leading this team in receptions. It's going to be by committee, though, from Justice Lowe, Jeremiah McClellan. Gary Bryant Jr. is back. Of Malik Benson, the transfer from Florida State by way of Alabama as well. But I think a lot of people are kind of overlooking how good this tight end room is going to be. And I wouldn't be surprised if whether it's Jamari Johnson, the Louisville transfer, Kenyon Sadiq, or Roger Saliapaga in that tight end room, you could see 13 personnel from this Oregon program because they are deep and there's a lot of belief, not just as blockers, but pass catchers as well. They've got a really good receiving room of tight ends. And when you're breaking in a younger quarterback in the way that Will Stein's offense goes, where it is layered and you have a guy that can take the top off of the defense with DeCorian Moore, that intermediate and shallow passing game is going to be huge. I wouldn't be surprised one bit if you see the tight ends getting a big bulk of receptions. And you saw with Terrence Ferguson just how important those tight ends were last year with Dylan Gabriel. I think now that you have three guys that they believe in as receiving threats from the tight end position, you may see the tight end being the leading receiver for this Oregon team.
Yeah, I'm high on baby Brock Bowers. Excited to hear from him again today after Big Ten Media Days last week. He is the brand man himself, the Duck Insider, Duck Sideline Reporter. And I just realized I was going to shout out your Twitter handle. You got to change your bio, dude. It still says Danny and Dusty on 1080 AM.
What show is that?
What are we doing, fan man?
Dude, that's dead. That's dead and gone. It's now the firm of Harrison Meringue, and I know you can't get that right either on the Fan Sports Network, which also you can't get right either. We give you a fourth hour, and you just start mailing it in here. What is going on here?
I love it. Have fun down at Media Days, and I look forward to all the cool stuff that's going to come out of it. Football season will be here before we know it. Glad the signal's strong down I-5 South. Love to hear that. And have fun today, buddy. We'll see you tomorrow.
Hey, guys, it's awesome hearing you guys for a fourth hour, and you guys got breaking news on a Monday morning right at the top of that fourth hour. Nothing is better. Passing gives you guys a little nugget. I love it.
All right, fellas,
have a good one.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.